Rav Chanoch, Green Blatt, Parshas Kisavai.
I'd like to discuss today an inyan which is nagea every day, and it's something we all know about, and it's something which is kedai to be mischazikin. I think the most important time to do so is this time of year during Elul, as we're going to see in Yetzer Hashem. It's very nagea to this time of year. That's the inyan of mea brachas. As you can see, these papers are passed around. We all know the Gemara in Menachos Mem Gimel on the base. The Gemara says, "In Pasuk Shteit Va'ata Yisrael Mo Hashem Elikech Hashem Imach Kim Liyira." What does the Ribbono Shel Olam want from us? Only one thing: Yira Shamayim. And Chazal Dashen Al Tikre Mo Elom Mea. Right? The Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us our 100 brachas a day. And I saw an interesting Aruch Chaim HaKadosh last week, this Shabbos that passed. Aruch Chaim talks about the parsha we just had of Moshe Shemra. What's the story? Moshe Shemra, the Chosni, gets married. You can see Moshe, she comes to Bezdin, says she was Mazaneh. They find out he was lying. He has to pay her 100 kesef as a knas. That's the buzz. Says the Aruch Chaim, very interesting Aruch Chaim, original shtickle. He says that this whole parsha is a remez for tshuva. Why is it a remez for tshuva? He says, Ki yikach ish isha, that's how the pasuk starts. Yeah? Who's the ish isha? It's Klal Yisrael, who Kaviyachol married the Torah, Tikra, Moirasha, Elo, Moirasa, right? So we married the Torah. And then it comes a stage, and what osnea, the Somla Alilas Dvorim. Yid comes to a stage, Chon Litzlan, when he comes a Matzah Snea, he's not connected to the Torah anymore. He doesn't like the Torah. He's not Kaveya Itim, he says he's left his time when he's learning. And he's in a situation, he's a desperate situation, he's not keeping the Torah. So what's the takona? How's this person find his way back to Torah? Says Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, va'onsho oisoi me'al kesef. He has to pay his 100. How does he pay his 100? So Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, me'al brachas. If he pays his 100 brachas, Ribbono Shel Olam, that will connect him to Hashem again. And he brings a raya, he says, va'ata, the medrash. The medrash says, whenever you find the lashon of va'ata, vov, ayin, tof, hey, it's referring to a lashon of tshuva. And the medrash brings this very pasuk, shanema, va'ata, mo Hashem elikech Hashem, imach kim liyira. So you see from here that tshuva comes from a lashon va'ata. The pasuk talking about tshuva. And that's the pasuk we learn, mea brachas from. Made us at Loran HaChayim HaKadosh, that when someone is mekayim, is mea brachas, that's his way back to Hashem. Which obviously needs explaining. Why does Mea Brochus help us with tshuva? And the emes is, it's the Makara, I think, is a Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Brochus, the famous Rambam, he says, I've got the Lashon over here. O Brochus Rabbis Tiknu Chachomim Derech Shevach Vaidoya Vederech Bakosha. Chazal will mesaken many different Brochus for us. In all different ways. Why do they want us to make these Brochus? Says the Rambam, "Kedei lizkair es haboyer tomid." At Kanashena. He says, "Do you know why Chazal want us to make the brachas all day? Because if we're making brachas constantly, then we're constantly connecting to the Borei Olam." Then, if we think about it, when we say a bracha, yeah, you see, we mishabeach Ribbono Shel Olam all the time, right? We say psukim, tehillim, psuki dezimra all the time, but most, a lot of it, like upon him, is in third person. Yeah, pick a pasuk, any random pasuk in Ashrei, Chis, Tzadik, what's the pasuk? Tzadik Hashem Achol Kiro, whatever, can't even get it now. But any pasuk, a lot of them are third person. Oh, however, oh, yeah. However, bracha, when we say a bracha to Hashem, what do we say? We say Baruch Ato Hashem. What does Baruch Ato Hashem mean? It's Lashon Noichach. And so when we say Baruch Ato, you, we're acknowledging the fact that Baruch Olam is now standing in front of me. And I'm speaking to him directly because he's here. The Mela is at the Rambam. If a Chazal is sucking so many brachas for us, that way we will have that constant connection to Hashem. Shivisi Hashem, Lenegdi Somit, Baruch Ato Hashem at any point in the day. The Mela, if that's the case, then we can understand the Rechaim. It's a beautiful shtickle, the Rechaim, now we understand. Because he's telling us what's happened to this seed. He was a Kiyich HaChishesha, we were connected, and then we lose that connection. We don't feel connected, we're running our daily life, right? Whatever we're doing, we're eating, we're sleeping, we're in the office, we're in the business, wherever we may be, we don't always feel necessarily that connection to Baruch Hashem we want to feel. We might have done Averis. How do we reconnect? Mea Brochus. When we ensure that all the way through the day, we're saying another Brocha and another Brocha to Hashem, and we're saying Baruch Ato Hashem, Baruch Ato Hashem, then we're reconnecting. So Vashteitzach, that's a Derech of Tshuva. So Mamela, as we stand here, just before Slichas, before Yimei Adin, and we know that this is the time where we feel that we want to come closer to Hashem, we know the year's been, everybody knows, in his own problems, whatever he wants to come back for. However we want to reconnect to Hashem, we're going to ask Hashem, Ashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva, next week. What better time is there than now to discuss Mea Brachas? So if we can be Mischazik in this Indian, in the Halachas Shavoy, then this will be a fantastic tool. It's a gem, really, Zerach Chaim. He's told us that we might not have known that Mea Brachas is the way to help us back. So, Mamela, with your rishus, I'd like to put together a few halachas that other Rabbi Pim Mischazik in it. It will help us, as Hashem. We have to start with a Makor. What's the Makor? Where does the Takana of Mea Brachas come from? We all know the famous Medrash. The Medrash says, David HaMelech, in his time, he saw there was a terrible Magef on Klal Yisrael. Suddenly 100 people started dying every day. What did he do? He saw in Ruach HaKodesh that the reason was because they're not being Meshabeach HaKodesh Baruch Hu the way they should. Omad v'tikon lem li'Yisrael me'ar brachas. He was mesakan that every single yid should say 100 brachas a day, and the Medrash and Parshas Korach finishes off and it says that kiven shetiknon nisatzra magefa. Straight away, as soon as he was mesakan, immediately the magefa stopped. And by the way, I always had a kasha on this medrash. That's never bothered you. You make a cheshbon in the medrashim. Do you know how many Yidden were living in Eretz Yisrael at the time of David HaMelech? There were over 6 million Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Over 6 million Yidden and 100 dying every day. Now, I don't know, you have to find out statistically. But I don't know if that would be considered a magefa. A magefa, David HaMelech, Himmel Geshrei, let's make a takona. It was bothering me. Until recently, I found on the Medrash, Parshas Korach, one of the Foshim on the side, the Marzav, I'd say Wolf, the Rodner, he says over there, he says, Al Koch of Pshat, it was only Yerushalayim. Pshat in Medrash is, in David HaMelech saw in Yerushalayim alone, there were 100 people dying every day. And that was apparently not common. There was something wrong. This is a Magefa. Omad V'tikin, and it stopped. And you know, people like Skulis, very in nowadays, I saw Shlomo Zalman, people, the Talmidim of Shlomo Zalman, right? And when people used to come to him with a tzara, they were suffering, whatever reason, illness. So he used to tell him, you know what, be makabal on yourself to be makabal to keep the Mea Brachas a day. What's pshat? And it's not just a skull, it's based on a Bach. And the Bach says, he says, not pshat, that there was a gzeira, and David HaMelech came and stopped that gzeira, and it's all over. He says, no, but etzem, the gezeira is a constant, I don't want to say, but the gezeira happened, it's a gezeira that was there. The way to get rid of, to push off that gezeira on a daily basis, is Mea Brachas. Memela says, so Shlomo Zalman, if a person feels that there might be a gezeira at this point, yeah, then who knows if the schus or Mea Brachas, one of the schus to stop it. Memela, that was his etzer to people, to be makabel upon themselves. Find the poskim, they were for some reason, Mea Brachas is something they really, there was a special chavivas by the poskim, so the Yavitz. Yavitz in the Siddur writes a very beautiful nusach, he's very poetic, the Yavitz. He writes, Cheshben zeh chove b'fnei al-mokam baruch hu-ma'oy, Ribbono Shel Olam loves this cheshben. And he says, someone who keeps it, v'yishlach ha-brocha ba'asomov, v'yemale shnoisa v'yomov, yatzilenu af min komov. Meaning, that what that person who does it will be zeichet to parnosa, he'll be zeichet to good health, to long life, and to be saved from his enemies. Mari de gezachen that we see about this bracha of this inyan of meir brachas. What's interesting to note is shteit in rishonim that it wasn't really a takona of David HaMelech. Rabbeinu Bechaya and others, Rabbeinu Bechaya in the Sefer Kalakemach, he writes, Be'etzem, do you know who originally was Mesakan the Inyan Meir Brachas? It was Moshe Rabbeinu, no less. But he said, unfortunately, through the generations, people forgot. Moshe Rabbeinu told us, you've got to do your 100 Brachas. And we forgot, and it came to the generation of David HaMelech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was punished for it. And therefore, David HaMelech in his Ruach HaKodesh understood that he had to reinstitute this takana that Moshe Rabbeinu had originally made. It's very interesting. It's one of the earliest takanas we have. And with that, we can understand the Balaturim in Vezoi Sabrocha. Because the Balaturim says over there, if you look at the Pasuk, Vezoi Sabrocha asher beirach Moshe isho elikim. Moshe isho elikim, says the Balaturim, is Rosh HaTevis? Meo. Moshe Ish Huelikim. Sefer Tevos. Moshe Ish Huelikim. Hashem. Yeah. Says the Balaturim that this Moshe Ish Huelikim is a remez for the mayor brochas of Hashem we say to Hashem. And that's Vezois HaBrocha Asheberach Moshe Ish Huelikim. This is the brocha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us. And he told us, you should know, if you want my brocha, you keep my 100 brochas. He's got a nice stickle over there. He finishes off. He says, with the Yosef, Balaturim, okay, it's not for them, by the way. But Yosef Hashem Lochem, Elef Pa'omim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu gave a bracha, you should have these Elef Pa'omim. What's the thousand, says the Balaturim? We all know the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara says, if you steal a bracha from someone else, you do it instead of him, how much do you have to pay him? Asar Zehuvim. 100 brachas is worth how much? There's 1,000, right? You got 10, there's 1,000 of them. That's Yosef Hashem. Okay, Kochem, Elef Pa'omim. That's the Elef that Moshe Rabbeinu was giving us. Okay. Like upon it, that stems with these Rishonim who say that that's Moshe Rabbeinu's Takana. What exactly is the Chiyuv of Meir Brachas? Right? People look at it sometimes as a nice Maila, a Chumra, a Skula. The Emes is very important to note that this is a chiyuv midrabono. There's a chiyuv for every single yid to say meir brachas. That's the Chemed points it out. So Lashna Gemara, the Gemara says, Tanya, hoyer meir oime, chayiv odom levorich meir brachas v'cholim chayiv. And Shulchan Aruch brings it down, same nusach, Shulchan Aruch, same memvov. Shulchan Aruch says, chayiv odom, he says, Lashna chayiv, it's a chiyuv. That means the same chazal that told us to lay Megillah on Purim, and to light Chanukah on Chanukah, they told us to say 100 brachas every single day. Someone once told me, apparently, Rav Dun is a Chayin Lebracha, the Rav of London. Apparently, at any given time, you could ask him, where are you up to? He'd say 72. Any part of the day. He knew exactly how many brachas he'd said that day. He kept a cheshbon, there's a chiyuv on every eid. And that was his. It's interesting. There's a Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav is Madayat from the Rambam. That not only is there a chiyuv to say meir brachas, there's a chiyuv to count them. I'm not saying anyone's going to say that aloha l'maisa, but I can't go through this order of meir brachas. I'll mention this for Rav. The Rav says, the chiyuv to count, how does he know? He says, Lashna Rama, shteit tachal brachas, u'moine kol ha-brachas ad shemash le-meir brachas kol yoyim. Shteit in Rambam, stahadin, moine, you have to count. Yeah, maybe that's where Rav Dona was coming from, I don't know. He said, Yitzchak Zilberstein says, I understand this, Brisker Rav, why? This Rambam. He says, how do you show that you love something? He says, by counting it, right? He said he was once walking past a bank. Business always comes with a story, yeah? So it works. He says, he was once walking past a bank, and he saw this fellow coming out the bank with an envelope. Looked like he's got his monthly wage. His face was shiny, so he was so excited, and he watched him. And this fellow goes, and he sits down, and he starts counting one by one, one note after another, enjoying it, and puts it back in his envelope. And he gets him, he said, he thought that was the end of the story. He sees him further down the road, he sat down again, pulled out the money again, counted it again. A person loves something, you count it. That's Rashi. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, he kept counting us because the Harius Chibosan Lefonov, he loves us. That's what's going on. If we count these brachas and we realize, and it's the Chibah within every bracha and the importance of it, then it's a different bracha. There's another halacha which isn't the same Chiyuv. This is only a Pi Kabbalah. It's not a Chiyuv. La halacha. which is Amens. How many Amens should we be saying every day? 90. 90 Amens. Right? It's very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch says that the minig was, they would count, the chazan would say the brachas in the morning loud. Each person would say aloud, actually. And everybody else would say Amen. Why were they doing that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you know why? Because they want to be Mekayim, these 90 Amens. Where does it come from? 90 Amens? And it's a Kabbalah, because I don't know, but I've seen they bring down over there, on the Mishnah Berurah, the Achrayim bring down, that apparently state that Klal Yisrael is called the Goy Tzadik. Why is Klal Yisrael called Goy Tzadik? He says, because Tzadik is Rosh HaTevis. Tzadi is how much?
90.
Is 90. Those are the 90 Amens we try to say every day. Dalet is the four Kedushas we say, right? There's Kedusha in Shachris and Kedusha in Mincha. And then there's Yotzer and Yotzer O, we say Kodesh. And Kedusha the Sidra and Avolat Tzion, we say Kodesh four times. That's the Dalet and the Yud of Tzadik. The Yud is the 10 Kedushin that we say every day. Make a Cheshma, sometimes we say more, different in Hog and Betz, and there's 10 Kedushin, that's the Yud. And the Kuf is what? So we goy tzaddik, right? We want to keep the 90 as well. But it's not a chiv in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, but many people, you'll see people on Makkah, they ask the fellow next to them in shul, say the brachas loud, I can say Amen. Because it's very hard to get to 90. Very hard, because the Amens of Kaddish, the Rami Pando says, the Amens of Kaddish don't work for this 90. Because Kaddish is the Yud. The Yud of Tzaddik is the 10 Kaddishim we say. So you can't use Amen, you can't, no double, you can't double up over here. Those Yud, they're the Kaddish department. If you want Amen, it's got to be without Kaddish, and it's not so easy to reach. That's why you find people, they're asking you to say the brachas loud, to say Amen. Now that we know that it is a chiyuv, there's an interesting question in the poskim. When exactly do you start this day? I mean, if I want to start making a cheshma, 100 brachas a day, when do I start my day? Do I start it when I wake up? Or do I start it the night before? Yeah? So it's interesting. Many achronim say that it starts the night before. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, when he counts his mea brachas in Siman Mem Vav, he tells you how they work out. He starts with the night. He doesn't make a fuss of it, but he says you start off, you've got Mariv and Amapil, and then he works his way through Shachas, etc. So you can see he seems to be saying that. The Yavit says clearly, starts on the night. So when we're making our cheshbon, you're going to ask me what about being Ashmoshes. Yeah? I'll tell you, I don't know. Klem Zalman says, Tzorchion, I don't know about being Ashmoshes, where you can, what you use it for. Do you use it for yesterday's or tomorrow's? But Kaponim is from night and not from the morning. Sorry? That's true. It depends if you had a good day or a bad day today. That means I've hit Shkia and I've had 98. What should I do now? Yeah? Can you still do it? That's going to be this question. Unclear. There's another machlokes actually in the poskim. What about Tosefes Shabbos? That means it's very nagea here in the summer in England. Yeah, we daven earlier, many of us, and we sit down with the Shabbos meal. Can I count the Shabbos meal and the Mariv for my Shabbos cheshbon? Or do we say no? It's not nacht yet, or it's not shkia yet. This machlokes again is unclear. Shlomo Zalman says one way. Rav Ozer says another way. It's not so clear about Tosefes Shabbos. And the same would apply on Motzei Shabbos as well, right? You run, Yishar Shudas runs into Nacht, then you finish your benching afterwards. Still saying Ritzei. Can you use it for Shabbos? Same machlok, because it's not so clear. But Akapon, you want to be starting from night and finishing the following night. Oh, now you'll see I handed out some papers. Toshi, to bring it to life a little bit, to show us how practically we can keep our Mea Brachas. And you'll see on the papers, if you look at the chart, you'll see that during the weekday, it's not difficult at all. To keep our Mea Brachas, we don't have to keep a Cheshbon, unless you tell me, Rabbi Biskarov is a din, you have to count the Seder. But Kipshutai, if you don't, we don't have to think about it very much during the day, during a normal weekday. Mm-hmm. Let's have a quick look at the chart together. If you look at it, you see, it might not be as clear as it could be. Yeah? You didn't know what time this was printed out last night. Yeah, but I tried to make it more or less to get a basic picture. The first one is, the first line on the chart is Netilas Yadayim, Asher Yotza, Elokeinu Shama. That's what we start the morning with. Birkas HaTorah, which is two. Some say it's actually three, right? It's a question whether Vahari of Noah is a Mibrocha. Tzitzis is one. Tfilin, for most of us, is two. Again, some one Brocha, different Menhogim. Two. Baruch Shalom and Yishtabach. Those ones are all brachas, and they come to how much? You've got 10 before you start the morning. You see, I'm not saying we start in counting in the morning. You already said you start the night before, really. But just to, for us to look at our day, that's the first 10. Birchas HaShachar, right? Shanasan Lasech Vivino, etc. is another 15. In fact, in Rishonim state, one of the reasons why Chazal were masakin the 15 brachas in the morning was to give us a kickstart for our Mea brachas. Yeah? That's how important it was to them. They were masakin these 15 brachas in order to make Mea brachas. Al Kabon, you got 15, which is a good help. Birchas Krishma, we got 3 in the morning. Yeah? Yetzirar, Abba Rabba, or Abba Salam, and then Emes V'yatziv. And then at Mariv, here in Chutz Loretz, we have 5. Why? Because we got 2 before, we got 2 after, Emes V'emunah and Hashkiveinu, and then we're lucky to have Baruch Hashem La'olam. It's just, well, they don't have that. So we've got 5 at night, so altogether is 8, right, which comes to 33, as you can see in the subtotal on the left. Shemayna Esra. How many brachas in Shemayna Esra? 19. Yeah? It's 19 times 3. That's a lot, 57. Now, I've assumed that the 3 meals a day are going to be cereals for breakfast. Don't know why. This is cereals for breakfast and maybe one washing meal and one meal without washing. Right? Obviously, everybody has their own diet. Some people have a diet and don't keep to it. But everybody's running their day the way whatever they eat. So you're going to have to change it accordingly. This is what the way I've set it out here is. If you've got, let's say, a lunchtime meal, which might be bread. So there, you've got 6 brachas straight away. Why? Antares Yedayim. Hamoitzi. And the Birchas Hamazon. How many is Birchas Hamazon altogether? It's another 4. So you've got 6 with washing. You've got breakfast, which is, if it's cereal, it's probably going to be 2 brachas, Zoinus and then an Alamichia, or it's cornflakes, it'll be a Hadoma and Bona Fashis. You're going to have 2 brachas. And then you've got Hamapil at night. Usually, unless someone doesn't have to say Hamapil, he's going to have to sort that one out. Asheyotza obviously depends on every person. It's going to be give or take 5, 6, I don't know, more or less everybody in their own situation. I've put 5, because don't forget we've used one already, with the Teresa Diamond Asheyotza in the morning. Yeah, so whatever, you submit your own cheshbon. And then you've still got another meal. So we've already reached 104 here, yeah? And you've still got another meal of, which we haven't discussed, the main meal, which you might have had anyway. Kids, our weekday, generally speaking, in most normal cases, is not going to be a problem. The problems start in the next chant. And the next chant is Shabbos Kodesh. And Shabbos is a big problem. Why is Shabbos such a big problem? Shemana Esrei. How many brachas in Shemana Esrei on Shabbos? Sheva. So we're lucky because we get an extra Shemana Esrei, we got Musaf. But 4 times 7 is what? 28. And how many are we getting Shemana Esrei during the week? 57. That's a very big jump. It's nearly 30 brachas different. That's where it starts getting difficult. Right, Shabbos. Not only that, you haven't got tefillin. You haven't got Baruch Hashem La'olam. There are a few missing ones as well. So you see here again, we'll run through it very quickly because we've seen a lot of it already. Number 1, you've got Tzitzis Dama Shiyata Lekhane Shom Baruch Hashem Tzitzis Baruch Hashem Yishtabach Hashem 8 because you haven't got tefillin. You have got Baruch Hashem, luckily we've still got those 15. You got your Brichas Krishma, which are almost the same, just we've done above Shem La'olam, so it's another 7. You got Shemin Esra, which is 4 times 7. And you've got 3 Suddhas where you wash. See? So that's where we gain a bit on Shabbos. Right? For those that don't join during the week. You got your 3 Suddhas. Each one is 4 brachas, is 6 brachas, so 6 times 3 is 18. Kiddush at night, another 2 brachas, right? Hagofen and the bracha of Kiddush. Kiddush Shabbos morning is only 1 bracha. Hamapil, Ashiyotza. And if you make a bracha on your dessert on Shabbos, then you can get another one in the morning. Yeah.
You see, I'm
late
to somebody else's Kiddush. Does that count as a bracha or does that count part of your
bed? Oh, very good. Very, very good. We're going to get to that, Mr. Shem.
The 8 aliyahs on the Torah, maybe you can remember.
Aliyahs, let's see. We're going to get to that, Mr. Shem. Oh, very good. Very good to get to that. Now, since we are now in Elul, I thought I will mention one of the serious problems with this halacha is Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is impossible. Because you're not eating at all. You've got short Shemayna Esras and no eating. So there's no hope with Yom Kippur. So what are we going to do? How are we going to handle it? Yeah, halacha l'maisa. I mean, we've seen already. Chayev Adam Kol Yom. And Chazal didn't say, Chayev Adam Levarach Mea Brachas V'chol Yom Chutz Mishabbos V'yom HaKippurim. Didn't say that, right? They told us we have a chiyuv every single day to say 100 brachas. So how are we going to sort out this problem? This is one of the big problems of the Paschim.
Every day is possible, there'll be an Efshah.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. But maybe it's Esha. Let's see. Yeah? We might have a trick. How was it? So obviously, the easiest way out, sometimes, well, Yom Kippur's not going to help you, but on a Shabbos, in fact, the Tanoim did this. The Gemara tells the Tanoim did this, that when they saw they were running short, then they would fill up with Mine Megodim, what they call Nash. Yeah, I doubt they were eating Haribos. Whatever it was. It can be nuts, it can be anything else that they were eating. They can fill up on those brachas, and Besamim is also an option, right? People in Yom Kippur, they go around different Besamim. As long as we have to make sure we're not getting it wrong and we're not making brocha shein atzricha, you don't want to fall into trouble with it.
If you don't make a brocha shein atzricha, then you won't get the mea brocha.
Oh, big machlokes, that's right. Yeah. I didn't want to go down that road. But we want to be careful, not make any brocha shein atzricha, and therefore we can go and eat something, right? It's not so difficult if you say a little nash, you can have a nut or whatever it is. Anyone can eat what they, to catch it up. A shalom zach is very useful. Kiddush. So we can have them brachas here and there to help us out. Someone once told me, I don't remember who, you might be able to tell me this, there's once a story, one of the Gedolim, I don't remember at the moment, about he was a guest in someone's house, and he asked him on Shabbos afternoon, can I please have a banana and an apple or something? The Briskerov? Oh yeah?
By Rosengarten.
Oh, here we go, we've got all the details. Briskerov in Schweiz by Rosengarten. There we go. Was it an apple and a pear? An orange? An apple and a banana? Oh, something like that. Okay. Oh, and he came and he asked for these two things. He said, fine, if that's what the Rav wants, he gave it to him. And then after Mincha, he gave it back. He said, what's going on? It's not Argos here. Why are you giving that? He said, Pshat is because I was missing two brachas. And then I went to Mincha and I received an aliyah. So two more brachas. I don't need them anymore. Gave them back. This is living with a cheshbon. It's a moedik, yeah? But akaponim, that's the trick. It was your labia. So that's the trick over here. That's, if it's possible, the mashal on a Shabbos, if you make this cheshbon and you see your few missing, then you can, because our cheshbon on Shabbos got us to 87. If that's true, you're missing 13, that can be sorted out, a few at night, a few by day, it can be done. Right, now if we can't do that, this is the question we've asked before. What about hearing a bracha for someone else? Yeah, Kiddush, yeah. Not everybody makes Kiddush. People hear from other people, say, I mean, is that good enough? So that, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, is definitely okay. If I have a chiyuv to make this brocha, but I'm just not making it, someone else is making it, and Shemei HaKoineh, I made the brocha, that's certainly okay. I can use that for my cheshbon. The problem starts, which is more questionable, is what about a brocha that I'm not mechuyuv to say myself? Let's give an example. Aliyas from the Torah. Right? There's a chiyuv for aliyas, avada, shiva, kruim, mafte, birchas, aftayu, these all chiyuvim for the tzibur, but not every yid is a chiyuv to say them. So the question is, when I listen to that bracha and I say amen, can I be yotza? And it's a big help, right? Shabbos is a hotspot, is a trouble, is a day when we're having trouble, and you can sort of, we've got so many brachas here from the aliyah Torah. And the Mishabura says, in a situation when we can't be yotza in any other way, it's difficult for health reasons, he can't have a nash or whatever it is, and it's difficult for him to get to 100, he can be yotze with these brachas. He's mecham to be yotze, yeah. So you'll ask me, can you say baruch hu baruch shemai? Again, I'll say, I don't know. There's a little conscious written by Rav Modcha Potash, Zodok Zantzayim. He comes here quite often, Mori the Geid. And he's constantly bringing out this for him. I'm with mine on the scabbard. And he's got a sefer, never believe it, mea brachas til chasa. They're going to do it. Whole sefer mea brachas. And he writes over there, he's got whole arichas about what baruch hu v'shamay, can you say baruch hu v'shamay, because I'm trying to be yotze. Normally we say, if I'm trying to be yotze, bracha, I can't say baruch hu v'shamay. It's nishke felach. He brings over there, it doesn't really matter to say baruch hu v'shamay. Some say, al kaponim. This is the answer. This is a very good answer. We should be yotze from the bracha, from what he's going to say. We should be yotze from the fellow who's getting his aliyah. Now, what if we can't do that? Or, we've done that, but we still haven't made the 100 brachas. For instance, what? Yom Kippur. Yeah? How about Yom Kippur? So, as a last resort, well, first of all, Chazor Sashatz, says in the Shibura. Maybe Chazor Sashatz is going to help you as well. Now, that's a lot of brachas. If I'm careful to listen to every word of Chazor Sashatz, and to say Amen as I should, so then, says the Shibura, if necessary, you can use that for your Meir brachas. If that's not enough, or someone wasn't zeicher to hear Chazor Sashatz. So what's the emergency exit over here? Aliyah. Any offers?
The
oh, but that, even that, you didn't hear the aliyah, so you haven't got your 100.
After the Haftorah.
Enkele Keno. Let's answer.
Yeah, don't say it on you. Most killers don't say it on you.
Sorry?
Most killers don't say
it. Don't say it. In Kippur, it wouldn't help you in Kippur, yes. But on Shabbos, that's in Maril state. This is not Maril, it's Maril. And other Rishonim, Kolboy, yeah, Sefer Hapadus Lerashi, he says, do you know why we say in Kalikeno on Shabbos? Why are we misakin in Kalikeno? Because we're missing some brachas. Because on Shabbos you can't get your mayor brachas. So misakin in Kalikeno, which can be looked at as a whole load of shrachim, a brachas, a Rabbanish Leilam. And that will have to do, if you've got nothing else, that will be okay for your mayor brachas. Sorry? Ah, that's a good question. How many? There's a machlokes half for a change. How much it counts for? It's not so clear. Let's say 12. There's different shittas and how many, but it's, you can get quite a few out of Inkelikeno. Okay, if necessary. Sorry? If what?
The three first.
The three first? What do you mean by three first? Oh, I see, because if you're looking for an Amen, I see what you're saying. Oh, I see, I see. But we're not looking for Amen over here, we're looking for a Brocha. Yeah? So each one apparently is Brocha. So it's a bit of a shida how many you can squeeze out of Inkelikeno. It's quite a few. Oh. Just one aloha, before we finish off with a point I wanted to say, that aloha is, what about noshim? Do women have a chiyuv to say 100 brachas a day? What would you say?
Very few double three women extra a day.
Maybe they should. Maybe they should, if they have to, maybe they should. So, right. Sakaponim, the aloha is, the achronim say, Rosh Hashanah talks about it, Rav Ozna has a chuv about it. They both say, it seems from the poskim there's absolutely no chiyuv for a woman to say the Mea Brachas. That means with Moshe Rabbeinu, or David HaMelech, were misakin for Klal Yisrael to say 100 brachas a day, that's not including women. How do they know that? Because the Achronim say, you look through the poskim, they see us all the poskim, they all work through, they all give us a list for our Mea, but they help us out. They give us a Mea Brachas. They talk about tefillin, and tzitzis, and they talk about, he's saying Shemoneh Esra, yeah? Where a woman in certain cases not got a chiyuv. We're talking about things where women are not necessarily going to manage. And no one says over there, like a little, yeah, asterisk at the bottom, women have got a different halacha. No one says it. Or how are women going to manage? How are we going to help them? No one's bothered. It's clear from the posting across the board, say Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Ozna, that women have no chiyuv. They have no chiyuv to say, Avadis and Moedig Azach, we've said it, but it builds this connection to the Borei Olam, yeah? But the Maisa, they have no chiyuv. And just to finish off, someone asked me a question once. I mean, he told me, he gave me the answer as well, yeah? He told me, we're coming up to Rosh Hashanah now, yeah? Rosh Hashanah, we say in Musaf, as you know, Malchias, Zechoinev Shefers. What are they all about? Now we understand Malchus, Kadesh Tamlichuni Aleichem, Zichroines, Kadesh Yale, Zichroinechem, Lefonai, Letoiva. That way I'll remember you for good, right? Shaifa, Obameba, Shaifa, the famous Gemara. Now if you run through Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, you'll see that the Pesukim makes sense. The Brachas, we understand everything that's said, we understand there's a Sugya of Malchus, there's a Sugya of Zichroines, a Sugya of Shaifas. And then we come to Zichroines. And there's one line that we don't seem to understand at first glance. And that is the line of Ashrei ish lo yishkacheka uven odom yisam itzbach. It doesn't seem to fit in with the theme. Why not? What's Zichroinus? Zichroinus is telling Rabbeinu Shlomo, look, you remember everything for good. Please remember me for good as well. Yale Zichroineinu lefane of Salashin. Right? We want you to remember us. What do we talk about? Ashrei ish shelo yishkachecha. Yeah? A person who doesn't forget you. What's it got to do with it? We're talking about Ribbono shel Olam not forgetting us. What have we got to do with it? So it's a big problem over here. And Bali Musa explained, the pshat is, the Avada, we're asking Rabbeinu Shalom, don't forget us, remember us, L'toiv. But how does that work? What are we saying to Hashem? We're saying, Rabbeinu Shalom, I haven't forgotten you. And since I'm constantly remembering you and connecting to you, please remember me too. Ashri ish, shalayish kacheka, uve'en adam yisam. That's what Klal Yisrael are doing. It's a situation of ani ledoidi vedoidi li, right? If I connect to Hashem, then Hashem will connect to me. If we have this situation where we remember Him, He'll remember us. Now, if that's so, this allows us to finish off these halachas of Meir Brachas. Because we discussed at the beginning that what is the idea of these Meir Brachas? We discussed the Rambam and the other Mefarshim that say that a person who strayed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he doesn't feel that connection anymore, then the way to come back to him is to be Meschazik in these Meir Brachas. And that way, every single thing he does during the day, he's going to remember Hashem. He's going to say Baruch Ato Hashem. He's going to speak to Him directly and reconnect, plug in again to the Borei Olam, which is Tshuva, which is the way we come back. So if we are Mischazik now, there isn't that long left to Yom Kippur, to Rosh Hashanah. If we're Mischazik in this Inyan, and we make sure to count our brachas and to know we do 100 brachas a day, then we can come on Rosh Hashanah during Shmoneh Esrei, we can say, Ashrei Ish, Lo Yishkalcheka. We were Zoicha to be in this situation where we haven't forgotten you. Because at every single stage in the day, we say to you, Baruch Ato Hashem, you're there, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somid. And if we can say that, then Be'ez Hashem will be Yali Zichoineinu Lefonov Letoiva. Because He will say, look, you remembered me, I'm going to remember you. And Yimitz Hashem, if we're talking Mischazik in this, Rebbein Hashem should take a listen to our Tulis, and we should be Zoicha to Shana Toiva on the Sukkah. Thank you.